is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, or fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of wonder. Your playing small does not serve your life nor the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine. As young individuals, we have to. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give our peers permission to do the same. Remember, actions, good or bad, speak more than words. Life is not easy for all of us, but what of it? We must have perseverance and above all, confidence in ourselves. Believe that you're gifted for a purpose, and that purpose must be attained. Welcome. I'm Shivani Arifa Chalvin, and I'll be guiding you through this episode on how to tune your mindset to a growth and positive style, and how to also improve your self-esteem. Before we start, take a deep breath in and out. Now say one thing positive about yourself. Over 30 years ago, Carol Dweck and her colleagues caught interest in students' attitudes about failure at school and their basic child life. They noticed that some students rebounded, while other students seemed devastated. At their smallest setbacks, they overcame. From Carol and her team's research, she stated that there are two types of mindsets in our minds: growth mindset and fixed mindset. Does this ring any bells from your past lessons at school? If not, you're in the right hands. In a fixed mindset, people tend to believe that their basic qualities like their intelligence or talent or hobby are applied fixed traits. They spend time on documenting their intelligence or talent instead of developing it. They also believe that talent alone creates success without effort. They're in the wrong mindset. Do you agree? Now, students with a growth mindset understand that they can get smarter through hard work. They use effective strategies and help from others in need. They reflect. Which mindset do you think you have? If your mental picture about yourself is not the best in the world, you definitely need some kind of exercise to improve it. And the 3 compliments journal is the way to go. Firstly, grab a blank journal, notebook, or agenda, and a pen or pencil. When you wake up in the morning, look in the mirror. Then grab the journal and pen and give yourself 3 compliments. Perhaps you like how your eyes glow in the morning light, or maybe you appreciate how your hair looks today. Perhaps you believe that you're a smart, intelligent person. Just find any compliment, anything that you appreciate in yourself. Things that make you feel good about yourself. The goal is to focus on your positive sides, and you will find them if you only look for the good sides. Write down the compliments, read them aloud in front of the mirror, and congratulate yourself. This will allow you to encourage self-love, self-respect, and have a better mental picture about your own worth. Whatever you do, it's just like filling a big barrel of water, drop by drop. And every day, do it for 1 week, nothing happens. Do it for weeks and weeks, nothing happens. But doing for long enough, and soon one day you'll realize that the entire barrel is full of water. Before we end, what did we do good today? What did you learn? What mistakes did you make as you learned? What did you give your best today? Like, you learned a new task that you will follow. You learned about different types of mindsets. You learned about how you can improve your well-being. Now, for the quote of the day. True self-confidence is the courage to be open to welcome change and new ideas, regardless of their source. Real self-confidence is not reflected in a title, an expensive suit, a fancy car, or even your new fancy bag. It is reflected in your mindset, your readiness to grow, by Carol Dweck, the star of our show. Thank you for listening. This is a heartfelt bye from your new friend Shivani. See you again. Bye.